A brisa regarding the two parim that were brought by the Levim at the time of their installation says, or Shimon says, why does the pasuk say uparsheni ben boker tikal chatos? It can't be the teach that there are two separate parim, because the pasuk already says v'asei asa echad chatos v'asei echad oil l'Hashem. Rather, we would have thought that the chatos should be eaten by the Levim. The pasuk of uparsheni teaches that the chatos is treated like the oil, just like the oil is not eaten, the chatos is not eaten as well. Similarly, Rabbi Yossi said the pasuk regarding the Yidden who went back there to Israel after the Golus Bavel says that they brought oilus to Hashem, they brought 12 parim, etc., and then says all of them in oila. Now the pasuk already says that 12 parim were brought for a chatas. How could the pasuk say that they were oilus? Rather, they were like oilus in the sense that they were not eaten. A brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda explains that these chatois were brought for the sin of Avodah Zarah done by the tzibur, and that's why they were not eaten. Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel explained that the sin was committed in the time of the tzitzikyo, before even going into galus. Now they're coming back after galus. They first bring a carbon to bring to be mechaper from back then. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we can say that the 12 parim were brought because all of the Shvatim sin, and that's why each Jew had to bring their own Chatas. Or we can say that 7 Shvatim sin, and still all 12 of them had to bring their own because of Greira, like we said yesterday. According to Rav Shimon, we can say that the cases that 11 Shvatim sin, which required each of them to bring a Chatas, and the 12th power was for Bezin, because presumably before making the erroneous Psak that caused these sins. However, according to Rav Meir, that it's Bezin who brings the power, not the Tzibur. How do we get to a total of 12 parim? And if the case is that they sinned and sinned again and again for a total of 12 times, each time requiring a new carbon. How could they have brought a carbon chatas for people who sinned in the times? It says, yo, those people were no longer alive at the time, and a chatas can't be brought for someone who's no longer alive, and the animal would actually have to be left to die. Rav Papa answered, a chatas is only left to die when its owner was an individual who died, but in this case, it was for the Tzibur. A Tzibur doesn't die. It's never considered to die. How does Rav Papa know this? It can't be from the positive of Tachas, which says that the children of sinners stand in their place, because then even an individual's chatas should be brought by his children. Rather, as Dr. Gemara, he learned from the fact that the chatas for Rosh Chodesh is brought from the communal fund, even though there are some people in the community who have died since the collection of the fund. With regard to Rosh Chodesh, we can say that it's possible that no one has died, but in the case of the Golos, we know for sure that people died. Maybe it's different. Rather, as Dr. Gemara, he learned it from the Egla Rufa, which the pasuk says serves the kapar for the people who left Mitzrayim. Kapal Yam Chol Yisrael, Asher Padisa Hashem, even though they're no longer alive, still you can bring a kapar for them. In fact, the case of El Garuf is different because it principally serves as a kapar for the people who are here right now. And once it serves as a kapar for people who are living, it can also serve as a kapar for people who are no longer alive. But however, in the case of the chatois brought after the galus, all the people who needed the kapar were no longer alive. After the Gemara, we learn from Sukkim that many of the people actually were still alive. And in fact, we see from a pasuk that the people were the majority present at the time. In fact, the people who sinned at the time did so b'mezid. How can they bring a chatas? The Gemara says it was hirasha. We have to say so. Like you can see that there were a number of other commands that were brought that we can't really explain according to the normal rules. So we have to say it was hirasha. Zok Maravaita Brisa says if one of the people of the Tzibur died after the sin that caused the Parhalim to be brought, they're still chayiv to bring the Parhalim. If one of the members of Bezin died, no longer chayiv to bring the Parhalim. From who's the Tan of this Brisa? Chis the name of Rav Zeir and the name of Rav Yemi and the name of Rav said it's Rav Meir who says that it's Bezin who has to bring the Parhalim. Therefore, even if one of the Tzibur dies, it still has to be brought because Bezin is still here. But if one of the Dayanim die, it's not brought because it's a chatas of Shutfim, and one of the Shutfim died over here, and that's why. Why they're a potter. Rabbi Yosef asked, why can't we say that the Tana of the Brises of Shimon, who says that the Bezdin brings the carbon as well as the Tzibur, and when one of the Tzibur dies, they're still chayiv because it ain't a Tzibur mace. But when one of the Dayanim died, the potter, because the carbon is the carbon of Shotvim. Abaya answered, we see from a Brice regarding the carbon of Yom Kippur, which is owned in partnership by the Kahanim, that if Shimon holds, it would not be left to die, but it's rather treated like a chatas of a Tzibur. Therefore, the earlier Brisa cannot reflect his view. Rabbi Yosef said, you can't bring a proof from the Yom Kippur chatas of the Kahanim because we find that the Kahanim are referred to as a Kahal in a Pasuk, and that's why their carbon is treated like the carbon of a Tzibur, rather than the carbon of a Shutfim. However, Rav Shimon would agree that the carbon of Bezdin would not be brought if one of the Yadam died. Therefore, the Brisa can be the view of Rav Shimon. If Kahanim are considered to be a Kal, they should have to bring their own power helmet. Rav Shimon should have to say there should be a maximum of 13, 12 for the Shvatim and 1 for Bezdin. He has said that there's only 12, there should be another one. And the Rav Acha, the son of Yaakov, said, although they're a Kal for purposes of giving the Chatas the status of a Chatas of a Tzibur, they're still part of Shevet Levi, who's not considered to be a Kal for other purposes. And therefore, we learned from a pasuk actually that connects the term Kal to inheritance of the Shir in Eretz Yisrael. Since Shevet Levi did not get a Shir in Eretz Yisrael, they're also not given the status of a Kal for other purposes. If Rav Shevet Levi is not a Kal, then they would not bring a Parhelim. If so, we don't have 12 Shvatim who have to bring a Parhelim. The pasuk says Ephraim, Umanasha, Keruvim, Shimon, Yuli, and a teacher, Shevet Yosef, split into two, Ephraim and Manasseh, and they each bring their own power helm. Rava asked, the pasuk says, "Al shem achem yikar b'nachlosam," which teaches the fine menasher are only considered separate shvatim with regard to matters of inheritance, not for anything else. Mar said, we find that they're separated for the degolim, the flags that in the formation in which they traveled. Mar says that's because the degolim were set up in the base in the way that they inherited Israel. That's why they're separate for those purposes as well. But in fact, yeah, we also find that they're separate for purposes of the nasi. They each have their own nasi. Mar says this was done to give honor to the nasiim, so that one of these two shvatim wouldn't have to be passed over for the other. So how do we come out? So does Rav Shimon treat the chatas of partners like the chatas of a tzibber, in which case it would still be brought if one of the partners died? So Gemara Braisa says, Braisa discusses actually the five cases of where a chatas is left to die. And Rav Shimon explained that three of these cases can't happen by the chatas of a tzibber. Like, for example, like one of the cases is regarding the offspring of a chatas, but the chatas of a tzibber is a male, and therefore it can't happen. He says that since these three can't happen, the other two cases will therefore not apply to a chatas of a tzibber either, because either all five apply or all five don't apply. Similarly, we will say that since regarding the partner's chatas, not all five cases could apply because it's also a male and therefore can't have offspring, and it's also not subject to the concept of tmura. So therefore none of the five cases will apply, and therefore it's treated like the chatas of the tzibber. Hadnalach perek hayru bezdin.